This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
2-49, 3.5 back from the third wildcard spot, but we're not really talking about that today. We're talking about just the vibes overall of the season could not be lower. When Willie Adames, Joe, is having quotes like he's having after last night's game, saying this about we've fallen off the bus, right? It feels like lately the energy's not there. That's a problem. How is the energy not there when you just had a week to relax? You just had the All-Star break, right? How is the energy not there? How is a sense of urgency not there? Is that a player problem? Is that a Bob Melvin, a manager problem? 888-957-9570. The heart and soul of this team, Willie Adames, right now is saying they don't have the energy. Who's to blame for that? And it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Joe, I'm concerned. I'm very concerned.
This team is in such a worse spot than I anticipated. And look, I know, like, it's the easy thing to do, like, trade everyone, bottom out, lose. Like, it's not even what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you actually have players who are intriguing, okay, at minimum. I'll ask you right now, similar to the Golden State Warriors, do you have any idea if Luis Matos is good or not?
No, I don't. I just don't.
Do you think he's ever been given a 2 or 3 week stretch to just play?
No.
To just play every day?
I know where you're going with this.
What?
I know where you're going with this, but no, I don't think so.
Boy, that feels just like the Warriors.
I know.
Like, at least the Warriors, though. At least the Warriors. Dude, you have Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green. And, like, the highest payroll at the time in the sport. Like, you don't have time for development. Like, I understand that. What is the excuse for the Giants? And Sam keeps coming in here, and he's like, well, it's a win-now roster. What? You could say win now, but if I asked other fans of other teams, hey, are the Warriors win now? Well, when you have Steph Curry, you're always win now.
Yes.
Okay? But if I ask that same question, are the Giants win now, to a Brewers fan, they'd be like, what? Why don't you just be good?
Well, I'll say this. When people like Dave Fleming, when people like John Smoltz, when people like Jim Bowden come on our airways post-Devers deal, and they tell us that this team is legit playoff contenders, I think that does skew a lot of fans to say, you know what? All these guys that know this team and know baseball are telling me these are legit contenders, and all of a sudden, they fall flat on their face. So yeah, I feel like fans feel some type of way about it. We were told by a lot of the media entities of the world that they were win now. We were told that, Joe.
The Braves are win now. The Braves are win now. They have a roster that is unbelievably talented and has won in the postseason. That is a win now organization.
Correct.
Okay?
I think they would be viewed as more disappointing right now. Way more
not
disappointing.
Not a doubt in my
compared
mind.
To where the Giants are at. And
okay.
Right now, the Giants
you know
are
what
still
the Giants have been?
Yeah.
You know what the Giants have been? They have been an under 500 team every single year except one since 2016 ended.
It's not been good.
Okay? That's a decade. All right, we're in 2025. So you could tell me this is win now. No, you have to prove that you can, you know, jog before you can run. And then you have to prove that you can run before you can sprint. All right? We're not there. We skip too many steps. And myself included, I'm admitting my own fault. Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This team did not have an everyday player under multiple year contracts just last year. And you're telling me in one offseason, well, this is win now. That's not just because you say it, just because you want it, just because you feel it, doesn't make it so. I say this to a lot of young men that I coach and that I mentor. I go, just calling yourself a man and being 21 years old does not make you a man. Being a man is showing up every single day and grinding for years and doing a bunch of things you don't want to do, not begrudgingly, not dragging your feet and letting everyone know, well, oh, I'm doing what men do. No, it's about just doing it every single day, year after year after year. And there's a lot of things that go into it. You don't just all of a sudden, I'm a man, I'm 21. It's like the Giants. We signed Adamas, we're in win now mode. No, you were so deficient at shortstop the last couple of years and in your farm system, you had to get someone. Now, I like Adamas and I'm rooting for him. Joe, there are six other positions on the field, starting pitcher being one of them, and your guy couldn't even record an out yesterday. You don't have a fourth and fifth starter. Then I look at like the other positions, right field. Come on, man. What are we doing? Center field. I don't know if he's a big league player. I don't know. The jury's out on Jung-Hoo Lee. Left field, I like Ramos. He made the All-Star game last year. If he doesn't make another one for the remainder of his career, would you be that surprised?
I mean, it's hard to be an All-Star in Major League Baseball, especially as a everyday player.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I'll say this real quick to Sam's defense, because I know you're
getting
on.
I'm not bashing Sam.
No, you're not.
I'm not bashing Sam.
I know you're not bashing
Sam.
We
have been wandering the desert. We're dying for this team to be good.
I will have Sam's back in this sense. Again, I'm going to keep referencing it. And Sam and Carter, if you guys can grab some of the sound that was taken that week of when Devers became a Giant. Just the way people were talking about the Giants that week, I think skewed a lot of the fans that were starting to get excited about this team and their expectations. Like, let me just ask you, the expectations for you once they did get Devers, what was that? June 15th was Father's Day. So that week, you didn't think they were going to be a playoff team at minimum?
No, I did, but I had things in my mind that I should have known were unrealistic to sustain.
Like what?
Number one, yes. Wilmer Flores. It's the last time Wilmer Flores had a full season.
It's been a minute. He's old. He's an old player.
Okay, so like this guy was red hot carrying this team for weeks on end.
But we all knew that wasn't sustainable. We knew that. We were talking about it. Said, Wilmer can't be keeping this up.
Yeah, but he hasn't been great.
No, he hasn't. He had a couple hits yesterday, but it is.
You know, Junglee Lee started off the first month of the season great. It's been really bad since then. Just look at the advanced numbers. They did a graphic last night, the first 50 games versus the last 50 games. And they were at the top of every single metric in baseball through 50 games. But the second 50 games, meaning the last 50 games, they're at the bottom of everything. So a lot of things have flipped, you know? And so, look, the reality is I overrated where they were. And there were certain elements that I thought could be sustainable, and they just aren't. And they can, you know, like they can ill afford a bad Landon Roop start. That would be three horrific starts in a row from your 3, 4, and 5 starters.
And that's then who you counting on to wrap up the series. One, Justin Verlander with a 5 ERA. I know you're scoffing. I don't mean to hurt you right there. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call.
So on what team in baseball that you take serious is Mike Yastrzemski or Junghoo Lee a legitimate leadoff hitter? I'm asking sincerely. Just take a step back. And just that would be like me saying, like, you know, do you think Brian Hoyer can lead this team to the playoffs? That's the equivalent of that right now.
I mean,
what do you mean?
Kinda.
He's a journeyman.
But like the quarterback compared to a leadoff hitter? That's what we're doing?
Do you see who's leading off for the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Yeah, I saw Jerickson Profar, who was like a nothing a couple years ago, leading off for the Braves.
Jerickson Profar has been an excellent player for three straight years.
Solid. Also got pop for roids.
No doubt, but he's been an excellent player, has he not?
230 this year, and he's coming back because he's obviously dealt with suspension. But again, like I think if you look top to bottom, you lead off hitting in baseball, you'd be surprised about some of the big boy teams, and you wouldn't have like some of the names you would not recognize. I'm not here to cape up for Junghoo Lee. That's not what I'm saying right now.
Did you just see the Arizona Diamondbacks outfield?
I'm not buying the Brian Hoyer
comparison. Alec Thomas is better than anyone. What?
I'm not buying the Brian Hoyer quarterback comparison with Junghoo Lee right now. The quarterback means so much more in baseball than the leadoff.
I'm saying like that's the level of inspiration. Have you been watching this guy play ball? Are people watching or are they just hoping things happen?
I watch him. Yes, he has not been good.
How many defensive mistakes has he made in the last 3 weeks?
We all agreed this was basically his rookie season, so I can't be that hard on the guy.
So then how are we win now? If you're center fielder in one of the most difficult outfield divisions defensively in baseball on a team that is going to hang its hat on pitching and defense, how can we say that this is a win now team when I have a center fielder who I don't even know about?
In fairness, this entire team for the last 50 games has told you who they were, and you actually sent the graphic. I think it was NBC Sports Bay Area that posted it yesterday. It was great. Shout out Laura Britt and Rich Reilly on the broadcast. But this is the last 50 games in the Major League Baseball ranks for the Giants, all right? So runs per game, 3.5. That's 30th. 3.5. It's 30th. It's not good,
by the
way. It's
a big stretch. 50 games is a third of the season.
Yes. Their average with runners in scoring position, .193. 30th in Major League Baseball. All right? And then you go to the team ERA and the starter ERA, and the bullpen ERA, and that's all 12th, 10th, and 12th, respectively. So the offense, all-time bad this season. The pitching is keeping you afloat, but the pitching, and you made this comparison, it was a good one, it's kind of like having a good or an elite defense in football, and your offense just keeps getting three and out. That's kind of how it feels right now, watching the Giants. Offensive ineptitude, and God bless Rafi Devers. Even when he's hitting the ball, he's lumbering around those bases, and I'm just waiting for that hip or something to give out. That's what it looks like. It's awful. I don't know who he needs to hang out with in the offseason to fix that or just get healthy. Maybe he needs to do some yoga with Matt Chapman. I know he's talked about that. get into the yoga room, hot yoga, sweat it out too, lose some of those pounds, because it's awful. It's horrendous. Willy Adames, he's gotten it together. But it sucks that I can't even celebrate him playing well because the team as a whole isn't playing well right now. Richie in Queens wants to join the conversation. Richie, good morning.
Good morning, boys. You know, I'm trying to think the positives, too, and there isn't many. They're not out of it yet, but the ship is definitely sinking. Those numbers are staggering. Since June 1st, 191 with men, not even in scoring position, with men on base, they never come up with a big inning. They never sustain a rally. Even they'll get a run, and they still got two men on, and then there's a strikeout or pop-up. Adames is going to wind up with his numbers. Adames is going to probably hit, you know, 240, and he's going to hit 22, 25 bombs, and he's going to drive in 85. I know what he is. I know what Chapman is. I'm very disappointed. I'm not a big Chapman fan. I love his grittiness and toughness, but he's left more men on base this year than anybody. His strikeouts are going to be close to 200. Yeah, and, you know, you touched on Lee. I don't know what Lee is, but we have no leadoff man. Right now, at this point, we do not have a three-hitter. We have six, seven, and eight hitters. I guess Adames could be a five and Chapman. But if the pitching goes, and I was on the other day, and I mentioned Verlander, and I mentioned Birdsong. So if you got three pitches in Roop, again, the jury's still out. I like what I see. But if you look, and you brought it up, if you look at who we're competing against, whether it's Frelick and Terang and guys like Yelich, and then you look at Tatis and obviously Machado, Jackson Merrill, and Aziz, who gets on base, and you look at our team and you say, how and why should we think they're going to change at this point? Ramos has been horrendous defensively in left field. And he's back down to 240. And I love Yaz. He's been a good Giant. And you mentioned Flores. But those are part-time players.
Exactly.
They can't play every day. Exactly. And we don't have a stud at first base. And the jury's out on Schmidt. And that was so lackadaisical. You brought it up. I have seen pitchers in the past not, you know, get making out. I've seen that. I haven't seen too many guys score from first on a ground ball up the middle. So it's just it's a total, total breakdown. And I'd like to think it can turn around, but I look at the competition. I think it's going to be very difficult, guys. So,
you know, thanks, this Rich. Is a crude analogy. So just bear with me. This is a crude one. I'm a big believer in faith and God and all that stuff. I go to church all the time. All right. And I'm not trying to like preach to anyone who does, but like I believe in a higher power. And, you know, I remember when my dad was on life support, we were praying for a miracle. But in the back of my head, I kept preparing myself for the inevitable. And that is the same thing when I view the Giants. And again, it's a crude analogy here. They're on life support, Joe. And you could tell me, well, they're only 3.5 back or whatever the standings say, okay? Yes, there is a heartbeat. They are being kept together by duct tape and machines right now. And my homerism in me, my fandom in me is like, of course, you're never out of it. The math is still there and they can do some things and we can have a miracle and something great could happen. But the reality and the cold dose of truth in and the brain in me is saying, Joe, you know what you're watching. This is not a good baseball team. And I do the math every day and I go, all right, there's 27 outs in a game. That's how you approach a game. 27 outs. Pat Bailey's good for three of them every game. What? Don't laugh.
I'm sorry. No, I have to laugh at the absurdity because you're right. He is.
Jungwoo Lee's good for two or three every game, right?
Yeah.
Casey Schmidt's good for two or three every single game, right? Right now, Wilmer Flores is good for at minimum two of them. I mean, you get where I'm going with this? Then I throw Yaz in there. He's good for three outs every single. You've got too many easy outs in the lineup, all right? And then when they get on base, they're not putting pressure on any pitcher. The whole entire game of baseball is whizzing past the Giants in terms of speed. You reference Jerkson Profar. What has made him such an impact player the last couple of years?
Well, it's the power and the speed.
Absolutely. Yeah. The combination of the two.
Yeah.
We're talking about a guy scoring from first base on a single up the middle. It would take the Giants three or four hits someone to score from first
base.
There
was a double yesterday. I didn't even think the Devers was going to score.
Well, he needed an oxygen mask after he crushed.
No, I literally stopped the play because I was just watching that moment.
He looked hurt.
Did I not show you that screen grab, Sam, of just Devers with the helmet off just looking like he was just, he had nothing left. He almost looked like a prize fighter at the end of a 12 round, 10 round, whatever the hell it was. Like, it's like I was gassed.
It hurts me watching him run.
It does.
Can we just go around the infield? I just want you guys to be realistic. You reference, the Atlanta Braves are one of the most disappointing teams. They are. They're one of the most disappointing teams in baseball. Let's just go around the field right now. Left field, you taking Profar or you taking Ramos?
I'll take Profar.
Okay. First base. I'm just going in order.
Defensively,
for the
I'm taking Profar, even though he also had a horrendous play yesterday getting lost in the lights. But overall,
it's probably one of the closer positions, but we'll keep going. You taking Matt Olson or you taking Wilmer Flores?
Not even close.
Okay. All right. Again, this is one of the most underperforming teams in baseball. But this is who you're vying against for wild card type spots. What about Ronald Acuna Jr.? You taking him? You taking Yaz?
I'm taking Acuna.
I mean, it's Grand Canyon-esque. It's not even close. All right? This guy Baldwin, their DH, he's batting 290 right now. Guy had six RBIs yesterday. Yeah, you taking him or Devers?
Yeah, not Alec. I'll go Drake Baldwin.
Taking Devers there.
I'm taking Devers, too.
I'm taking Drake Baldwin this season. I'm taking Drake Baldwin. This season,
okay.
Right now.
All right, that's you.
Like, no. Just because of, like, we're talking about, I think, honestly, Joe, a blessing in disguise could happen here if the Giants become sellers. You need to shut Devers down and protect him from himself.
Okay.
The guy is lumbering around places. Yes, I'm taking Devers in the totality of a season.
Yeah.
Or the totality of a career over Baldwin. Right now, Baldwin might be the best hitter on this Giants team, which is saying something.
It's crazy. All right, let's go to second base. Ozzie Albies. Okay, this guy's 150 career home runs.
Yeah.
He's a career 265 hitter. You taking Ozzie Albies or Casey Schmidt?
I'm taking over the totality of the career. I'll go Albies. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Catcher, Sean Murphy. Really had a down year, batting 240. Oh, or do you want our catcher? Oh, but he's such a good framer. Oh my God, the way he frames those balls in the dirt from Hayden Birdsong, who's batting 200. Who are you taking?
Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy.
Okay. All right. Third base, Alvarez Jr. Now, they normally have Austin Riley, but yesterday was Alvarez Jr. I'm taking Chapman over Alvarez.
I'll take Chappie over Alvarez.
Right. That's one position thus far.
But normally I would be taking Austin Riley. Yes.
You taking Michael Harris the second, or are you taking Jung-Hoo Lee?
Michael Harris has been bad this year. Just low-key. He has not been good. He's been underwhelming.
I agree.
Is it bad if I take Jung-Hoo over Michael Harris?
I'm taking Michael Harris. This guy's got 63 homers,
bad,
270 batter.
Right now, they've both been awful. So, like, it's like, again, but that's what you're saying.
I'm going around the diamond, and now I get to shortstop Nick Allen, who I love. Nick Allen,
I know,
defensively.
You like Nick Allen.
He is not a hitter.
No, he's not.
Hitting better this year than my guy Adamas.
He's so small.
You're going to war with.
Okay. I'm going to war with Adamas.
Yeah.
We're talking about a couple of positions where they're better than the team that is one of the most disappointing teams in baseball. Not the Mets, who have been on fire. Not the Phillies, who have been on fire this year. I'm just talking about overall this year. Not the Cubs. Not the Brewers. Not the Padres. Not the Diamondbacks in your division. Not the Dodgers. These are the other teams that you're fighting with. The Braves. Just look at the two teams who went out there. And you tell me, seven at minimum positions, you're taking their guys over your guys. That's what we are. So you could tell me, you're only 3.5 back. You're only 4.5
I'm
back.
I'm just telling
you
the standings.
No, you're not good. And reinforcements aren't coming. Because I'm looking at AAA. You got a bunch of guys who were born in the mid-90s in AAA who inspire zero confidence.
Are you buying or selling this Giants team right now? 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text to Boxer and Gerson. Work injury attorneys text line. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I hear you. As of late, it's been bad. I'm just going to replay what some of the people on our station said. Some of the big wigs in Major League Baseball that know their stuff. Former GMs, former players. Here's one Jim Bowden the day after the Devers trade happened talking about the San Francisco Giants.
I thought before the trade they were a wild card team, and I thought they were a wild card team because of the pitching and the defense and the development of some of the young pitching and the fact that Robbie Ray's got that changeup going. And so when you got him and Webb at the top, and then you got Birdsong and Roop, you got a really good 4-man rotation. You got Doval pitching better, and it's a decent defensive team for sure, especially when Chapman's out there. So I felt like this was a wild card team. Now I feel like it's a playoff team. So I'm not going to go as far as telling you I think they're going to beat the Dodgers and win the division. I think that's going to depend upon the health of Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell and Ohtani and that starting pitching the Dodgers have. Dodgers still have a better lineup top to bottom. That's not going to change. But are the Giants good enough to win the division right now? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Mm. And if not, they're a playoff team.
That was a month ago. That was the day after the Devers deal happened, and that's a former GM, Jim Bowden. He knows this. Is it Bowden or Bowden? I always get those. It's like Bobby Bowden, Jim Bowden.
Look, but I felt that way too.
I think he knows his stuff, and a lot of people
are saying
that.
Yeah, but I felt that way too, but I think we've watched a month now. Is Devers even close to 100%?
No, he's not.
Okay. No. So like, and I like Devers, and he's a really good player. But we're learning right now, some guys can play at less than 100. He is a very different player when he's not at full strength.
I'm just explaining why the Sam Lubmans and a lot of people thought this was a win-now team, because we were told this was a win-now team. We were told after the Devers deal.
I thought so, too.
We were all told it. So that's why a lot of people are coming down the road.
But, Joe, didn't the last 2 months have happened?
I know. Well, the last few weeks in particular.
Okay, the Warriors. When they acquired Jimmy Butler, I did not think they were a playoff team. I didn't. Then they got Jimmy Butler, and then I watched the games, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is a playoff team, okay? When they got Devers, I thought they were a playoff team. But I've been watching for the last month. What are they, 11-20, 11-21 since Devers got here?
Not good.
The pitching has gotten worse, okay? Because you don't have Harrison, even though he has done nothing for Boston. He has 3 minor league starts, he's done nothing. Birdsong, the bottom has fallen out, and I was as high as him on anyone. But I have to admit, what I'm seeing matters. I can't go off of what I saw when he was a bullpen guy and the first couple of starts where he only went 3 or 4 innings because they were trying to build him back up. He has been awful.
There's a chance in a couple weeks that Birdsong and Verlander are not on the major league roster.
I mean, I would be shocked if Birdsong is in the bullpen. You can't trust him in the bullpen. No. He doesn't throw strikes.
No.
He should go to AAA. Verlander is objectively one of the worst starters in baseball. Yeah. Just look at the numbers, right? Landon Roop at some point is going to hit a wall. You know, I just know how baseball works with these innings and these guys that have never, you know, been this deep in a season. Like, it's a tall task to ask him. At some point, Robbie Ray and Logan Webb are going to throttle down a little. These are 2 all-stars. You're not going to be all-star level all year. You might have 3 or 4 bad starts in a stretch. This team does not have the offense to be able to carry the pitching. And if you're not going to play defense behind these guys when you have adequate pitching, you're in big trouble. You're just in big trouble. Elliot Ramos, we could talk about his all-star appearance last year. Has he been an all-star for the last month and a half?
No, he has not been.
Okay.
He started off really well.
He did.
He did. I thought he was going to be another all-star. And maybe like just him and maybe a Logan Webb. It ended up being 3 pitchers instead and not an everyday player. But you're right. I mean,
At some point, the games I'm watching have got to factor in how you assess this team.
I mean, no, absolutely. And we're going to pick this up on the other side. We're up against it. 888-957-9570. Who needs to be held accountable right now the most in Giants fans' eyes? Is it Bob Melvin? Is it some of these players? Like, it's hard for me to get on, you know, Bo Mel when the players themselves are just not even doing the little things right. But I think there's a lot of fans, and I would like to hear from the fans that are frustrated and tired, because we had Alex Atlanta call in. He's tired of Bob Melvin. Are there people that are tired of Bob Melvin and want to move off of him? 888-957-9570.
I don't agree with it, but I want to hear your case for it.
Correct.
I don't agree with it, because like, I'll actually defend Bob Melvin. I would love to hear. I want to hear alternative opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.